This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Taliban leadership in Afghanistan today declared a holy war against the United States. It claims Washington is preparing for an invasion of Afghan territory. It also said Osama bin Laden, who lives in Afghanistan, has been wrongly implicated by the U.S. in last week's terrorist attacks. A Pakistani delegation met with senior Taliban officials yesterday and urged them to surrender the Saudi-born militant to avoid American military retaliation. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Islamabad, Pakistan. Afghanistan's Grand Islamic Council was supposed to meet today to consider the fate of bin Laden, but that meeting's been postponed, right?
That's right. Well, in fact, we're getting some contradictory reports out of Kabul. As you know, there's very few journalists in there. There's very little information coming out. But it seems that this Grand Council of between 800 and 1,000 religious leaders, a sort of advisory religious body, if you like, have put off their meeting till tomorrow. It's not really very clear why. But when they do meet, they're certainly going to be giving their opinion to Mohammed Omar, the overall leader, and then they're going to make a decision, really, as to whether they're going to be able to hand over Osama bin Laden to the United States.
And how likely is that?
Well, personally, I don't think it's very likely at all. I mean, I think a lot of pressure is being brought to bear on them, especially by the Pakistan delegation that's there. But just talking to Pakistanis and especially Afghans here across the border in Pakistan, you just get a sense of such a sense of dishonor that would be if they did hand over Osama bin Laden. There's a great sense of pride here, and while there is sympathy for the victims of the bombings in America, I think the hijackings in America, I should say, I think there's a feeling really that America is out to get Afghanistan and that America is the enemy, and really there's no way, whatever the pressures, that under those circumstances they're going to hand over bin Laden.
How serious is this declaration of holy war? It would seem somebody did that before last week.
That's right. The word jihad is being thrown around quite a lot here, but I do think it's very serious indeed. Of course, this is not just a political issue; it's a religious one. And I think, as I say, people here, they don't really believe that Osama bin Laden is the issue. I think they feel that this is a wider plot by the United States, basically to crush Islam, and that this case, for all the sympathy they have for the victims, is being used as an excuse to fight against Islam. And so I think people here and across the border, especially the militants, are very serious about the idea of holy war if America really does take military action.
What sort of threat does the Afghan military pose?
Well, in terms of firepower, they really pose no threat at all to the might of the American military. But as the empires down the ages have discovered, the Persians, the Mongols, the British, and most recently the Soviets, that's not what it's really all about. There's a great determination to defend their country, and the guerrilla fighters, the Mujahideen, can just take to the hills and really make life very difficult, in a way perhaps a little bit like the Viet Cong did in Vietnam. So I don't think firepower is what it's really all about.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Islamabad, Pakistan.